victims are all the Rwandese. I think even in International Criminal Court, up to now, there is no definition of who is a victim. That is a problem also, of juridically speaking, who is a victim, because all of them are victims, directly or indirectly. I mean, and no, the thing is, when you are in Rwanda and people tell you story, what happened to them, what happened to the family, their family, they show you the holes where they were hiding. It's not the same that when you go in court now after 10 years, 12 years, looking people, witnesses, talking about something, but you are an interpreter and understand them. It must be very hard for them, but still you don't know the person. But when you are in Rwanda and you know the people and you put faces on the drama, I think that is quite different in terms of intensity. What I can tell you is, when I was in Rwanda, I mean, even after Rwanda, when they asked me to become chief of the lawyers, I started crying, but crying seriously. When I saw the first detainee, it was really changing inside, even though I was trying to control myself, but it's not easy to control yourself.